What more? Appeal continued. What more? Well, he had his brahmacharya training, 20 years of it, although some of them married to a lesbian, which was basically the same thing. So it was just all about returning back to that standard, which wasn't necessarily and hadn't been in the later years of it anyway a very austere life, in the sense of sleeping on the floor and taking cold showers and all that, but a simple, clean, problem-free life, which he had appreciated very much. So much so that even when he felt the need to get married, which was mainly because he felt lonely since the managers of the temples he served in kept taking people to the restaurant and things like that instead of their preaching programs, which were cancelled one after another by the authorities. So he thought, well, if I marry a preaching partner, then they can't take her away. And that's how it worked. So anyway, how did I get into that, he thought. Well, I felt comfortable, and the most comfortable I felt anywhere in my life, as a brahmachari, having, you know, being out there with the other brahmacharis and preaching and doing this and that, fun things. And why can't I do that with the vanaprastas now? It's not a hard lifestyle. If you do it right, you do some harinam and some traveling. And when you want to do fundraising, why don't you just start with your own program run by the Sankirtan Foundation? And then again he thought, you know, checking off point after point, if I was selfish, which I am of course not, what would be most enjoyable for me? For my day-to-day living, real down-to-earth life, having a bunch of friends and, you know, supporters and whoever, a team working together and doing things, having fun. They can hang around in the apartment and it can be a little like in the old days where we used to live together, a bunch of us in each apartment. No problem. And then there was never any feeling of being alone, lonely. And rather the opposite. So it was a satisfying life. And it can still, it can be that also now, when age comes, and we just need to have a nice role, a social role for the vanaprastas, and of course the old age sannyasis, who I would say maybe a different breed. And the youngsters. And I would also expect a breed that generally stays to their ashram until death at a rather high rate, percentage. So, yes, and that was about death. Because, well, the previous one was that, you know, either that have a team around you or even students. Look at Swamis. They have servants and students who love them and serve, do whatever they tell them to do. That's how we grew up. So yes, that's probably a more comfortable life from the point of view of pure, simple sense gratification than having your home filled up with a wife, because then it will be a home belonging to the two of you. So it would take a very special soul to share home with a bunch of others. The more you think of it, he thought, said to himself, the more convinced I am about what's the best way to go. And I'm even confused that I didn't make this list before, because it's so important. Yes, and then the death over there, which, and you now already got the first little light warning, and several of his friends getting heavier warnings. Strokes, things like that, cancers. Heart attack. One of those may get you any time, any day. When you're 69, that's kind of the age when it really starts. The statistics start to rise faster and faster, and the sons are aware of that. The children are aware of that. And everyone, and better yourself too, so why would, you know, why let a new love into one's life, which generally means preparing for a lasting relationship. Because if love is there, then if one dies next day, then it's very painful for the other one. So it puts a burden on the lady, and also on the man, who has to really, really try to stay young as long as possible. And it goes into the sexual department, it goes into the looks, the body shape, the everything about the body. dress and so on, it puts a burden on a man who at that age would rather let go of everything and relax and do what's fun to do. And sure, if a woman then steps into the life of that man who is completely compatible and perfect, which of course is easy to find, then yeah, she might fit into this. But that is more by coincidence than by rule at that age. Because also if she is young, which that old fart probably would like to, if possible. And he thought back, yes, there was one over there, and he liked that idea. Of course she didn't. Yeah, again, I should learn from history, he thought. So yes, that one is obvious, speaking about a man pressured to stay young and a woman pressured to stay faithful even when realizing that this still handsome, attractive man that she married quickly deteriorated into an old, ugly, helpless man. Where did the love go? You know, all these realities being there now. On the other hand, if he simply continues living the life he lives now, he's practically in paradise. And he thought, yes, I was going through hell back then, and then purgatory now. So yes, paradise is right here. Nice apartment, pension, cool things to do, cool friends. I can really enjoy the rest of my life with doing Krishna conscious sankirtan activities. And that was probably the strongest argument he found. And it includes a very valuable opulence, freedom. I'm completely free to go wherever I want, whenever I want. Do whatever I want, whenever I want. I don't have to ask the lady. I don't have to ask anyone. So I don't know if I wrote this one in another file, but we're still having here Pio when he's in that age, so I thought, yes, if I can, you know, do that otherworldly thing with that lady, I could do it with my real lady. I think I would put that one there. So then he's satisfied emotionally, because he realized that love is something that you become happy and satisfied by giving, more than by just taking. And that's what he learned at the last one there. And then he thinks that, anyway. And here he is in his home, which is just perfect. And it could be simplified, clean, cleansed up more. But in general, just the best it could be, creative studio, looking like a living room with two bedrooms and a kitchen and a guest room in the basement. He doesn't have to move anywhere. He doesn't have to split his living between two places. Oh, and he doesn't have to worry about competitors, rivals. Of being, you know, her being attracted to someone else all of a sudden. All of that. And that love which can break. And he had thought about it, that it's funny how this love so easily breaks. The romantic love. I mean, statistically, it must be much higher than how much ordinary friendships break, how often. And that in itself is strange. He had wondered about it, why it should be even purer. Stronger and therefore more lasting love. But in any case, there was always that, there's always that element of uncertainty, of fear, at least in him, and in others too, it seems. And again, probably, he thought, much for the same reason that she has spoken a day ago or so with some friends. Because of them also nature, the gunas, that are just so the lower Raja and Tamaguna are so powerful, so strong in the world. That they live in. In fact, I realized that the entire Western world, as it's called, was much more down there in the shadows and the gloom and the darkness, which not many noticed, because not many from there would go to the eastern part and visit long enough to see a difference. But he had, having lived with Chinese people for a year altogether, and learned how different they are in their way of looking at life and society and each other. He liked that more than in his own country. But he was a Swede, and he was happy with that. And yes, you have the difference of nationality, of language, which adds yet another few percent of if not potential problems, then at least some little weaknesses. Cultural, national differences can be stimulating and interesting, but can also require more work for understanding and communicating and so on. So there were, the more he looked at it, on that side of just adding one woman in his home here, inviting at that very moment a whole mass of potential, if not problems, so at least, or if not worries, so at least concerns, things that had to be dealt with and worked on, and whether it meant building or renovating an apartment or a house, or working on the relationship, as they say. Which, of course, can be very valuable as experiences in life, lessons on the path, but did he want to go through that again, which he had already gone through a few times now? Speaking about going through the past three times now, had mysteriously followed the same pattern, just pure, plain failure. With him dreaming away, fantasizing, and the lady not. So chances are this would happen again, and that these are arrangements by Krishna, by the Supreme Lordship there, who say in that way that you had enough, you are taking shelter with us, that we shall make the decisions, that we shall, you know, you leave it up to us, which is very wise, and therefore we take it upon us and we protect you from slipping into something again, which may both make you unhappy and uneasy, shorten your life even, and most importantly, shortens your time for doing the work that you have prepared your entire life for doing now. So these 10 or 20 years, at least 10 working years, are very, very important to you in your personal happy and satisfying life. And if you don't do them, you will feel there, you could very well feel that on your deathbed, that, my goodness, I wasted away those best years of maturity on chasing again some teenage dream. And again felt embarrassed for even thinking about that. What to speak of trying it three times. And those three are now put to rest. Completely still, nothing happening, nothing existing about them anymore. Just a memory in his mind and in another mind where it probably disappears even quicker than his own. But time heals all wounds, as they say, and he knows because now he is experienced, that he'll be normal again in a month or so. Maximum. Probably shorter this time. Because after all, you learn by experience. He laughed to himself. Oh yeah, the hard way too. But yes, I don't want to go through that again. 3 times enough. As they say. So this way his conviction grew. And he decided to continue in this way tomorrow or whenever he felt like it, to remind himself of which decision in life at this point would be the happiest and most benefactory for, or beneficial for, both himself and as many other people as possible. And it was, of course, clearly that, being a kind of a teacher type, publishing online and writing books or whatever, or making films or whatever, scripts. And taking part in and living in a temple environment the way it is here. Sounds perfect. And it's already here. It's not some dreamy achievement adding a whole bunch of risk factors along with the gain factors. So yeah, he thought by Bhagavad Gita that you should do your work with no expectation for the result. Do it for God. And yes, that's what it was about, isn't it? Whether you should do the things that are simply gifts to God and therefore happy and satisfying in themselves, just as the real love is of just giving, and God takes care. Then and there are no risk factors really, and that's what he remembered liking so much about Brahmacharya life. You were free And there were no problems, hardly any. And then get entangled in grass to life, and so many problems that you have to deal with. So the complexity increases, which puts stress on you. If it gets too much, then it takes down your health and so on and so forth. So we went through that all. It's not just a theory. He thought to himself, thinking about the Swami. Oh, it was teaching. About things he never himself had experienced. But now, yeah, I've got some experiences to share, and I should, and that would make me happy. Well, then on the other side, one single person entering your life, and all these potential problems, or at least troubles or responsibilities will enter as a package. It's a big package. And chances are rather high statistically that at least some of those listed problem bombs will explode, and there you are. So these lead in two completely different directions, where it's obvious for an old brahmachari who was clearly and admittedly to himself happy with that life, that when he now sits here, and the only choice really is whether he should turn back to that life or put another person, a woman, right into his own life, next to his side, as other half of himself, with all the baggage that comes with that. Isn't the choice rather simple, actually? He thought. And then decided it's time to go to bed. Hare Krishna.